Unit 2 Test, Part B, Audio 1.
Imagine that smartphones didn't exist. How would your life be different? For many people, the idea of not being constantly connected to the internet is almost unimaginable. This is especially true for the younger generation, who have never known a world without them. My young son, for example, can't understand how we made plans before smartphones existed. The fact is that smartphones have a key role in almost every aspect of our lives. We use them for everything from finding a partner to choosing a restaurant. There's no doubt they've improved our lives in plenty of ways. Some apps can even save lives, such as the Panic Button app, which alerts the emergency services if you're in trouble. Nevertheless, we should be concerned about the negative effects of smartphones on their users. Experts have been discussing digital well-being for nearly two decades, but it's only in recent years that it's really been taken seriously. According to research, if you use your smartphone too much, it can cause serious problems such as addiction, depression, and difficulty sleeping. For that reason, doctors, teachers, and employers are keen to teach people strategies which promote digital well-being. The technology sector has also taken responsibility for the problem, and it has come up with some interesting solutions. One of them is the Paperphone app, which allows you to print the most important information from your phone. In that way, users get to spend time away from their screens. Of course, older people joke that we used to call that a notebook. Technology firms have also developed apps dedicated to digital well-being. Some of them even switch off your device if you've been on it too long, which is bound to annoy some users. Interestingly, many of these apps use emojis and bells to reward you when you reach your daily goal, rather like video games. The game-like features of these apps might explain why they've been so popular. However, the problem with these apps is that they don't stop you using your device completely. Firstly, they stimulate reward centres in our brain, which make us feel good, and because of that, you might end up checking your smartphone even more. Secondly, every time you check your digital well-being app, you're likely to get distracted by something else, like your email or messages. So, if these well-being apps are making matters worse, what's the solution? Well, you can make sure your device is less of a distraction. Ask yourself which apps you really need. Do you need updates about your friend's activity every 5 minutes? The answer is probably no, in which case, why not remove those apps? You'll probably find that it's not the end of the world. However, if you aren't ready to disconnect from social media, you could just switch off your notifications. Another thing you can do is plan time out from your phone. A lot of people check their phones first thing in the morning and last thing at night, which is bound to lead to anxiety and trouble sleeping. So why not switch your phone off at bedtime? And if you're worried about waking up, get yourself an old-fashioned alarm clock.